It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have had a late spring. For Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, this is coming up on perhaps the latest spring on his records, which run from 1997 to present. And my records, I have 2022 and 2023 running neck and neck for third place behind 2013 and 1996. But this has been a late spring. And to that end, I would quickly remind you of some things that I and Dallas have not seen yet this spring and should have by now. First of all, the green darner dragonflies. They are migratory. Typically, the first ones are seen on the 26th of April. The spring azure butterfly, the little blue butterfly that comes out for 7 to 10 days and then disappears for another year. I have not seen one, nor has Dallas. Woodchucks, which are typically out around the 11th of April. I have not seen a woodchuck yet this year. I did see some holes yesterday in a farm field that could have been woodchuck dens, but I did not see any woodchucks. And then not too long ago, Heidi, you showed me a picture of a plant, and someone was asking what it was. It is a short plant with a thick stem. It's got a stem like the stem on broccoli. It has a cluster of white flowers at the top that are sort of kind of like a dandelion, but not quite as intense, not quite as heavy with the petals. They're white and they're fewer than a dandelion, but they are narrow like dandelion petals. And the northern sweet coltsfoot is one of those that Dallas has not seen, or Dallas just got his first ones yesterday. I have not seen mine yet this year. I've been looking. The interesting thing about this northern sweet coltsfoot is that when you find the flower and you go to your flower book and you look at the flower in the book, you'll get a good match on the flower. But if you look at the stem of that flower and look at the leaves that are on it and think, those leaves don't look like the leaf represented in my book, that's because the plant flowers and then dies, the flower dies away, and then the leaves come out. The leaves themselves are as big as your hand and very much like a maple leaf, very rough-lobed, big leaves. But they're not there when the plant is in flower. It took me a long time. In fact, it was through the aid of Gil Quall, a longtime contributor to the KAXE radio. And Gil was the man who pointed it out to me that the northern sweet coltsfoot was in fact exactly what it was, which is kind of what I had discovered, but I couldn't make the leaves match up because the leaves that are on the flower are not leaves at all. They're bracts, and the leaves that come out later in the year have no relationship to the flower unless you had staked the spot where the flower was and saw the leaves that came up later. There have been many, 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 many occurrences already this week just from my own walking. The following plants are budded and ready to put out leaves. Some have already put out leaves. The red elderberry and the nannyberry have complete leaves out already. The Canada fly honeysuckle is shortly going to be having leaves. Now, these leaves are not full-sized, but what we use as an indicator of the leaf, the presence of the leaf. So your plant has bud break. That's when you can first see a little bit of green on the bud and you see it start to expand. And then leaf out occurs when you can see the stem of the first leaf. That stem is called a petiole. When you can see the petiole, then you have leaves. And so nannyberry and red elderberry both have leaves. The fly honeysuckle is soon to have leaves. The rest of these plants all have bud break. That means that if you go up to any one of these plants and look carefully at the buds, you will see the beginnings of that green starting to emerge. And the list includes birch, tag alder, speckled alder, hazels, both American and beaked, pagoda dogwood, silver maple, blackberry, raspberry, trailing arbutus. The leaves on the trailing arbutus are evergreen, so they haven't started growing new leaves, but the flower buds are present and about ready to bloom. Interrupted fern is coming up. Black chokeberry bud break, Juneberry, pin cherry, choke cherry, all bud break. Clematis is having bud break. Pennsylvania sedge, that little, you're going to think of it as little clumps of grass. If you get down and look at it, you'll see that there are these 5 or 6 inch stalks that have a little black top on them, and that is the flower bud that is about to bloom on the Pennsylvania sedge. If you're lucky enough to have a black cherry around you, and I have one, it has bud break as well. The big tooth aspen has fully extended its flowers, so the male and female flowers are at full extension on the big tooth aspens. The trembling aspen males have dropped their flowers. The female flowers are beginning to turn green. Don't be fooled by the female aspens showing green and thinking that maybe they have bud break. That is not the case. The capsules that hold the seeds on the trembling aspens are green, and they are starting to swell and become more green. Yesterday, I could just get a hint of green with my binoculars, but they're going to be getting greener this week. And I would expect that, we'll get to that in a minute, but I think that the trembling aspen will probably leaf out this week. Tansy is up. Hepaticas are in bloom. Leatherwood is in bloom. Tamaracks, if you haven't been out and looked at your tamaracks, you should. They are beginning to show a little bit of green on all of their little fascicles. Besides that, there are pollen cones present, and the female flowers, the seed cones, are also present on tamaracks and are just beginning to develop. You can check those out. The red maples are in flower right now. You should be able to determine the sex of the red maple in your yard by looking at the flowers. If the flowers are yellow, if they have a bit of yellow on them, the overall color of a red maple flower is red. If there's a bit of yellow showing on that flower, it is a male tree. If the flowers are red and have these little fingers, they're called styles, if they're sticking out and they're red, then you have a female, and that one will be the one that will have seeds on it. Ta-da! Bloodroot is blooming. What else? Oh, the spring peepers, the western chorus frog, The wood frog all began to sing this past week. The peepers were 14 days late. The wood frogs were 15 days late. So things are a little slow there. My wife, Denise, saw the first bumblebee of the season this last weekend. It was the tricolored or the orange-banded bumblebee. But 16 days late on the bumblebees emerging this spring. So that's just kind of a catch up on the plants and some of the insects. Among the other insects, the variegated meadowhawk dragonfly is here. I haven't seen one, but Dallas over in Akeley has. And the kids, one of the reports this morning talked about a dragonfly. The other dragonfly that migrates into the area is the green darner. This is a very large 3-inch or bigger dragonfly. Should be pretty easy to see. It's not here yet. Average date for that is the 26th. The spring azure butterfly, not here yet. Among the things that I kind of expect to happen this week, I think the aspens will break leaf bud. The Orioles and the Hummingbirds should be back this week. The average date for return for those is the 11th of May. And so I would expect to see them before the end of the week. Ovenbirds are back. That's the one that you can hear at 60 miles an hour if your windows are rolled down. It's in the woods going, teacher, 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 teacher. And if you hear that, that's a good sign. You know that the ovenbirds are in your neighborhood. I have not seen an ovenbird yet this year. According to Dallas, the following birds came back to his area: the Sora rail, the winter wren, the white-crowned sparrow, the Caspian tern, the Harris's sparrow, palm warblers, black and white warblers. That was the list that he gave me. I had the rose-breasted grosbeaks come back yesterday. My good friend Catherine in Northwest Grand Rapids reported them the day before yesterday. So rose-breasted grosbeaks are back. Brown thrashers. She also mentioned the brown thrasher. I haven't seen our resident one here at the studio, but I had a note from another folk person who mentioned that they had seen a brown thrasher. And the one thing about the brown thrasher that few people know is that they are incredible singers. They can sing unbelievably well, and the best time to hear them is right now and an hour before now. So they sing early in the morning. If you want to hear them, you need to get up and get out and listen, because they are really quite the good singers. Mentioned in the kids' reports about the hermit thrush being back, and they are lovely singers as well. So lots of bird songs going to be interrupting your morning reveries these next few days, and you should get out and enjoy them. I still have a large flock of evening grosbeaks, and I'm curious to see how long they're going to stick around. And I had a report from Pat over in Bemidji, and Pat said that he has a varied thrush that is hanging out at his house, and he believes that it is building a nest in his yard. This would be the latest that I have ever had a report of a varied thrush in northern Minnesota. They're a western bird, a mountain bird, and very uncommon out this far east. And so Pat's going to try and get us a picture, and we can follow up on that and maybe figure out, this might be one of the first recorded nestings of a varied thrush in northern Minnesota. So, my word, there are so many things to look at out there and so much to do. I will leave you to getting out and chasing it down. And when you find it, report it. We love to hear from you. Get in touch with us.